Passage 3. During the Christmas shopping rush in London, an interesting story was reported of a tramp who, apparently no fault of his own, found himself locked in a well-known chain store late on Christmas Eve. No doubt the store was crowded with last-minute Christmas shoppers, and the staff were deadbeat and longing to go home. Maybe all the proper security checks were made before the store was locked, and they left to enjoy the three-day holiday untroubled by customers desperate to get last-minute Christmas present. However funny that may be, our tramp found himself alone in the store and decided to make the best of it. There was food, drink, bedding, and camping equipment, of which he made good use. There must also have been television sets and radios, though it was not reported if he took advantage of these things. When the shop reopened, he was discovered in bed with a large number of empty bottles beside him. He seems to have been a man of good humor and calm character, as indeed tramps very commonly are. He gave in, cheerfully enough, to being taken away by the police. Perhaps he had had a better Christmas than usual. He was sent to prison for 7 days. The judge awarded no compensation to the chain store for the food and drink our tramp had consumed. They had, in his opinion, already received valuable free publicity from the coverage the story received in the newspaper and on television. Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. What happened to the tramp late on Christmas Eve? 33. What did the tramp do when he was alone? 34. When the tramp was arrested, what did he do? 35. Why didn't the judge award compensation to the chain store?